This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Rick Britton, a regular guest on the show. He joins us every week to talk a little history, Thomas Jefferson, but we wanted to have Rick join us. Rick, big news breaking this week out of Orange regarding Walmart finally pulling back from their effort to build a super shopping center right near the Wilderness Battlefield. And just to clarify, they never wanted to build on the actual field of battle, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's on the it's just off of the boundary, but just because the National Park Service has established a boundary doesn't mean that's the only place that's significant.
Yeah.
So, you know, I consider where they were going to build part of the battlefield, of course.
I mean, where they wanted to build was actually the staging ground that Grant and the federal troops used to prepare to go into battle.
That's right, and it's also a place that during the battle and after the battle was a huge hospital center for federal troops.
So it was actually then part of the battle. That's what's probably a lot of the area around that. And we're talking about the intersection of Route 3 and Route 20. Folks who from Central Virginia who drive up that way like I do quite often are real familiar with. Got the big sheets there on the corner.
That's
and the
right.
7-Eleven, and there's not much else there though. There's a little strip mall, but Walmart would have really reshaped the whole nature of that intersection.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, to give you an idea where I'm coming from, I hated to see the sheets there, and there's a 7-Eleven or something like that across the street. I hated to see that go in there too. But the problem is not just having a Walmart supercenter go in, it would mean, you know, half a dozen other businesses would come in right behind it because it would create a little city at that intersection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's been shown to be the case that,
time after time, right. But what's really great about this news is I think that, you know, I think a lot of people don't understand this, is it's a win-win. It's a win for the preservationists, but it's also a win for the people in the county because Walmart is saying now it's going to build somewhere else in Orange County. So the good folks in Orange are going to get their Walmart. They're going to get their $200 or so jobs, and the Board of Supervisors up there, they're going to get that tax revenue.
Which the big push for this has come from the Board of Supervisors in Orange.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Rick, this is I got a couple of questions here before we let you go. Number one, this is not the first time Walmart has taken on historic preservationists in America or anywhere else. I mean, in Virginia or anywhere else in America.
That's right. In the mid-90s, they bought a part of Ferry Farm, which is where George Washington spent a large part of his childhood, and that's just off of Route 3 across from Fredericksburg, and the preservationists took on Walmart there. And Walmart backed off. And just a few years later, within a few years, by 1998, I was reading this just a little bit earlier, archaeologists found something like 500,000 artifacts pertaining to Ferry Farm and the youth of George Washington.
Which they wouldn't have found if Walmart had built there.
Would have been under asphalt.
Yeah.
That's right.
Would have been under a bunch of Chinese products, I guess.
That's right.
We're talking with Rick Britton. So what now, though? I guess, let me ask you this. One of the greatest, the lesson that we took out of the Battle of Wilderness, which you told us here in great detail, was that after Grant's victory, he didn't just sit back. That Wilderness was the turning point in the Civil War, and Grant just didn't retreat back across the river. Once he won, he instantly pushed forward. And that was one of the great lessons, and it was the first time Lee realized, oh my gosh, I've got a different adversary here. So taking that lesson, I wonder if the historic preservationists now should take the example of Grant, and instead of just sitting back on this victory, they should push forward. But I don't know exactly how they would push forward, but it would seem to me that there should be some type of something they could do, some action they could take here statewide, maybe with... some type of policy out of Richmond, because this was a very expensive and time-consuming battle on both sides.
It was, absolutely, and I understand what you're saying. I guess what you're thinking of is some kind of legislation that would say there has to be a buffer area around, a commercial-free buffer area around these historic sites.
Yeah, I mean, we're either going to protect
and the
them or we're not.
The counties, what I would have the people in the counties learn is these things that are not just... These things are not just county significant, these places. They're not just state significant. They pertain to the entire nation, the history of the entire nation. At the Wilderness, something like 180,000 men fought, bled, and died, and men from every state in the Union at the time. So the Wilderness Battlefield there, I was reading some posts on the Internet last night, and people were complaining that everybody else in the nation was getting into the affairs of Orange County, but the Wilderness doesn't belong to the people of Orange County.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
This is a historic site for the entire nation.
Right, any more than Monticello belongs to the people of Albemarle County.
Right.
Right.
Rick, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
That's Rick Britton, award-winning author, historian. He's online at rickbritton.com. And before we break here at the bottom of this hour, just my two cents. I think the challenge we run into here is that we have local governments who are so pressed for money. There's people on that Board of Supervisors who appreciate the sacrifices that were made at the Battle of Wilderness and the importance that plays in the story, in the American story. I have no doubt. But the problem is, we live in a culture that defines the success of this culture completely out of balance. We define the success by commercial success, by how profitable are the businesses. We don't, for example, define the success of our culture as the success of our schools. Now, we believe the latter contributes to the former in some fashion, but we don't have a culture set up and government set up specifically driven to ensure the success of our schools. Our local governments, our national governments now are completely dedicated to the success of our industries and our commerce. They don't go to business figuring out every day, what can we do to make our schools better? That's the priority. They don't go to business every day thinking, what can we do to ensure that families have more time together? That's not the priority. So that's why we run into situations where we're literally willing to wipe history off of the landscape steadily, inch by inch, until it's gone. So I applaud the success of the historic preservationists to save the Wilderness Battlefield for one more day.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.